John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, where the market seems to be thriving on some bad news. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Of course, the market's been incredibly volatile, and it's because of all the hand-wringing about what the Federal Reserve will do. Of course, we're in this artificial environment of low interest rates created by the bond-buying $85 billion a month that the Fed is spending that's referred to as QE, or quantitative easing, where they're buying bonds to keep interest rates low. Well, yesterday, the market was up about 138 points, that is the Dow, and it was because of bad manufacturing news, which means that the Fed may not be able to taper back on their bond buying yet because the economy isn't doing as well as everyone thought. In fact, the main manufacturing index from the supply management it tells us that it's the worst it's been since the biggest shrinkage in manufacturing index since the end of the recession. In fact, it's below 50. Anything below 50 indicates a shrinkage in that sector of the economy. And it's really kind of bad across all levels, current production, future orders, employment levels. So economy may be cooling off some. But on the some encouraging news from the auto industry, and that is demand for truck sales driven by home building and other construction increases, sending auto sales and truck sales really surging. Ford saying their sales up 14% for May of this year versus last year. Chrysler up 11%. In fact, Ford says that their F-Series pickup truck sales were the best since 2005. GM saw their U.S. sales rise 3%, but they say that their sales of Cadillacs, 40% increase, truck sales up 15%. Toyota only up about 2.5%, but Nissan up 25%. The only major manufacturer showing a drop in sales May of this year versus May of last year was actually Volkswagen. And one of my favorite companies, Cracker Barrel, reporting incredibly good numbers, and their stock is up almost 5% pre-market. They say their third quarter net was up, topping expectations. Same-store sales of their restaurants up about 3%. Same-store sales of their stores, of course, which are adjacent, attached to their restaurants, up about 5.5%. The board also approved a 50% increase in their cash dividend, which will raise their dividend to about 3%. And by the way, that stock is up 51% in the last 12 months. And yes, just in case you want to know, I do know what the lunch specialist today at Cracker Barrel. It's meatloaf and mashed potatoes, just in case you were planning on going there. Tyson Food buying another company. They're buying a California-based company, San Diego, based in San Diego, about 600 employees. This company makes refrigerated and frozen Mexican foods. They say they, quote, specialize in handheld Mexican foods. They also make uncooked tortillas, Indian flatbreads. Employs about 600 people, been in operation for 25 years. They bought it from a private company, so the price has really been undisclosed. And here's a bit of maybe a happy ending for a couple of companies that you and I, the taxpayer, bailed out, General Motors and AIG. GM is actually being added back to the S&P 500 stock index for the first time, been gone for 4 years. They're replacing H.J. Heinz, which is being bought by, of course, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Their stock is up about 3% pre-market trading. And then another company that we bailed out, AIG, is being added to the S&P 100. Now, these are important issues because these indexes are based upon the market value of a company. So the value's increased enough, they're being added back to these indexes. And, of course, there's a lot of buying that's driven by being involved in the index. So this is maybe hopefully a good sign. Of course, the government still owns a large portion of General Motors, and their break-even for getting out and returning all the money to stockholders is still about $20 a share above where the stock's currently trading.
All right, John. Looks like Walmart's going to be buying more locally produced produce, and that's good news for looks like with that stockholders meeting going on up north, they're putting out the good image all the way across the board.
Yep, they say that the word fresh is the key thing in terms of groceries right now. Of course, produce, we'll see what happens there.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.